This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the UN Security Council Sunday hostilities in Israel and Gaza were, quote, utterly appalling, end quote, and called for an immediate end to fighting. Opening the 15-member council's first public meeting on the conflict, Guterres said the United Nations is, quote, actively engaging all sides toward an immediate ceasefire, end quote, and called on them, quote, to allow mediation efforts to intensify and succeed. The death toll in Gaza jumped to 181 overnight, including 47 children, amid an intensive Israeli air and artillery barrage since the fighting erupted last Monday. 10 people have been killed in Israel, including 2 children, in thousands of rocket attacks by Hamas and other militant groups. The Israeli military said an attack on a militant tunnel system in Gaza Sunday had caused civilian houses to collapse, causing unintended civilian casualties. Aircraft struck at a tunnel system used by the Islamist militant group Hamas under a road in Gaza City, the military said in a statement. The military said it aims to avoid civilian casualties, quote, but Hamas bears responsibility for intentionally locating its military infrastructure under civilian houses, thus exposing civilians to danger, end quote. Palestine's foreign minister Sunday criticized countries that moved to normalize relations with Israel last year as Muslim nations slammed the Jewish state for barbaric attacks against the Palestinians. Comments came during an emergency meeting of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. At least 4 people have died in torrential rain and winds as virus hit India braces for a powerful cyclone, officials said Sunday, with tens of thousands set to be evacuated from their homes. India's first major tropical storm this season is moving northwards in parallel with the country's western coast, bringing heavy rains, thunderstorms, and strong winds to several states, the Meteorological Department said. The Weather Bureau added it is expected to make land in coastal Gujarat as early as Monday night, bringing wind speeds of around 150 to 160 kilometers per hour. Police are reaching out to villagers in northern India to investigate the recovery of bodies buried in shallow sand graves or washing up on the riverbanks, prompting speculation on social media that they were the remains of COVID-19 victims. The police used portable loudspeakers with microphones asking people not to dispose of the bodies in rivers. The police said, we are here to help you perform the last rites, end quote. Britain is confident that existing vaccines will provide protection from a more transmissible Indian virus variant now spreading across the country. Health Secretary Matt Hancock tells Sky News the government has a high degree of confidence vaccines will stand up to the variant as England, Scotland, and Wales prepare to unlock parts of their economy Monday. Fighters of a local militia opposed to Myanmar's junta have pulled back from the northwestern town of Mindat after days of assault by combat troops backed by artillery, a member of the group said Sunday. The United States and Britain called on the army to avoid civilian casualties, and a shadow national unity government formed by loyalists of Myanmar's detained elected leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, appealed for international help. Pope Francis celebrated Mass in honor of Myanmar Sunday, repeating his calls for an end to violence in the country roiled by months of bloodshed following a military coup. The Mass inside the Vatican's St. Peter's Basilica came after several appeals for peace in recent months by Francis, who visited Myanmar in November 2017, the first papal visit to a Buddhist-majority nation. Thousands of retired black professional football players, their families, and supporters are demanding an end to the controversial use of race norming to determine which players are eligible for payouts in the NFL's $1 billion settlement of brain injury claims, assistant expert says. Via remote, Diane Roberts.